This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And how do we kick off Monday's edition? Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Bashar, Robert Scott Bell Show. And no, not Super Don. Ace Manon, Ace Manon, Plant Detective. I dubbed the Ace Man and Plant Detective. And Super Don's laughing because he knows if you miss Sunday's broadcast live from Stockton Aloe 1 down in Pompano Beach, we discovered a new nickname, Ace Man and Plant Detective for Super Don. Yes. That was a cool episode.
International Man of Mystery.
Yes. Mysterious Aloe Superpowers. So
there you go.
Very cool. Thanks again to our friends at Aloe 1. Dr. Michael Haley and Amanda, for hosting me down there. We got to spend some time in Pompano Beach, of all places, for Charles Weber and the family, the Padilla Classical Academy Spring Into Health Fair. Thank you to Elise as well. We've got some cool stuff that we just implemented yesterday, and we'll get to that. The questions of the day, we're going to try to answer them in YouTube fashion as well, as Ace Manon, Plant Detective, a.k.a. Super Don, to the rescue.
That is such a cool name, though, right? I mean, just for anybody who didn't tune in yesterday, Ace Manon is a component of the aloe vera plant. But just the name, Ace Manon, you know, it's all one word.
Cool.
Ace Manon. Manon. Sounds like a cool name.
Absolutely, very cool. Just like Super Don is cool. This week, we're heading to Chicago again. The Navy Pier will be the Chicago Cannabis Conference. We also had Ms. Parikh from My Compassion, mycompassion.org. We're going to lots of copies of Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSB. And way to go, TMB! Oh, my gosh, 7 days! This should be like, you know, Emmy Award nominated if they had them for Internet TV series, because that truth about cancer, holy tamale. And Dr. Bashar shined in it. It was awesome. Yesterday they had the testimonials, the people who had overcome cancer, doctor and non-doctor alike, and even the bonus interview with Suzanne Summers. Very cool. And so that's now available, or will be shortly, on DVDs. If you place your order, that will be wonderful. But man, oh man, what a powerful, positive use of the internet media. Much to the chagrin of the American Cancer Society and oncologists who believe in chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery only. Not here, though. So, there we go.
There you go.
All right, we got good news out of Congress today. Yes, I know it is. It's still the Robert Scott Bell Show, and there's good news out of Congress, and we are reporting on it, actually, right now. Good. The House of Representatives. You know, that used to be a house where they call that the People's House. Once in a time where the people elected representatives to go in and do their business in government. Mainly, hopefully, to limit the damage of government. That hasn't happened in a while. But something is happening up there. A mind meld between some on the left and some on the right coming together and go suddenly finding a responsible thing to do. The House of Representatives voted just the other day to defund or not fund the executive branch's attempts at limiting your access to cannabis, medical marijuana, specifically, as I say here, in the states where it has already been made legal in a variety of ways or forms. What you got to understand here is this is stunning. This is an amazing vote. And they didn't realize that there would be, they knew they'd have a few Republicans. Just usually weed was a Democrat issue, a lefty issue, because they thought, oh, it's all about the left. They want to take drugs. But no, this is a compassionate issue. This is an issue about freeing up a plant that can save our farmers, that can save patients' lives, that can do so much good for the environment. But in this specific issue, it was about the ability to utilize it where the states have already said, feds, butt out of our business. It's none of your business. We want to make it legal for our people and our state. Get out and stay out. And so this was a huge, huge move in, and this happened just Friday. And they voted that they basically want to prevent the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, and federal prosecutors from targeting medical marijuana in states where it is legal. Now, am I exaggerating this, Super Don, for effect? I think this is huge. I think this is finally them realizing something here.
Yeah, it is huge. And even the people that were behind the amendment, most visibly, Dana Rohrabacher out of Southern California, did not really think that they were going to be able to get this to go through and win. And even they were shocked that it actually got the votes that it needed in order to pass. Now, what we're looking at is, you know, this is, we can't really claim victory at this point because it still has to go to the Senate and it still has to be signed by President Obama. And it's, there's going to be debate and battle in the Senate on trying to get this through, especially, you know how they do, you know, it's passed in one house, goes to the Senate. They'll try and change it or amend it or, you know, change the language of it and stuff like that. So we're still, you know, we're still facing a battle here, but significant in a huge way that the House did this. And
well, and it is
Rohrabacher.
And listen, the Republicans that signed on to this were speaking the language that they always speak but don't often follow up on. What am I talking about here? The idea that government should be limited, that the powers enumerated in the federal government are few and specific, right? They're not endless and infinite. And you hear the Republicans say, oh, yes, we need less government, except when it comes to things like marijuana, where they want to legislate some form of what they perceive as plant morality or plant immorality out of the equation. And in this case, some of the Republicans got their heads out of their collective bums and actually did the right thing, and maybe even for the right reason, at least what we're going to hear. Now, these audio clips we want to play, I think the first two we've got, they are from Dana Rohrabacher, who is a Republican in California.
Right.
And that might be a Democrat in Kansas, right? Just so you have a perspective on what it means to be a Republican in California. But just for the sake of, I think it's important to hear what Rohrabacher has to say about this and his outrage about doctors being able to or not being able to do what they supposedly can or should do. So here's Dana Rohrabacher.
This is the most incredible debate we've had. Over half the states have already gone through every argument that was presented and decided against what you just heard. There are doctors in every one of those states that participated in a long debate over this and found exactly the opposite of what we've heard today. Some people are suffering. And if a doctor feels that he needs to prescribe something to alleviate that suffering, it is immoral for this government to get in the way. And that's what's happening. The state governments have recognized that a doctor has a right to treat his patient any way he sees
fit.
And so did our founding fathers.
Okay. Now, the founding fathers may have had that better idea than the state governments in this regard, or even Rohrabacher and him saying that doctors have a right to treat their patients however they see fit, because they don't. They're engaged in a privileged activity. Let's just be straight about that. And it's an important distinction. And that's why I'm a nitpicker on these things, because doctors do not have the right to do whatever they want because they have asked permission of government, state government in this case, to become basically be licensed by the state to be this so-called doctor. And then you get into issues of standards of care. When Dr. Batar and I talk about standards of care, we reveal that there is no real standard of care, except they know it when they don't see it, right?
Right.
If Dr. Batar is curing cancer or reversing autism, we know that's not the standard of care. We've got to attack Dr. Batar. But again, I understand the sentiment of Rohrabacher and his outrage. It's justified. It is. Albeit a little misplaced in what he concluded, because I believe it's the people's right to utilize these things for relief of pain or management of pain or elimination of pain, which is what we found out with the CBD coming from the industrial hemp plant, which technically is not banned except a plant, but now it is planted in Kentucky.
Right.
But Rohrabacher goes on here and brings up something we love very dearly, the 10th Amendment, which, let's be honest, the Republicans have paid lip service to as well. They talk a good right with states' rights, but they usually don't play it up. But in this case, Rohrabacher embraced it and did it right.
For those of us who routinely talk about the 10th Amendment, which we do in conservative ranks, and respect for state laws, this amendment should be a no-brainer. Our amendment gives all of us an opportunity to show our constituents that we are truly constitutionalist and that we mean what we say when we're talking about the importance of the 10th Amendment.
Well, that's a stunning statement from Rohrabacher. We are truly constitutionalist. Do you remember anybody else saying he was a defender of the Constitution and was, you know, basically lambasted by the Republican establishment during his two runs for president, most recent?
Right.
Ron Paul. He was
right.
A constitutionalist. And now you've got the Republican establishment embracing the term constitutionalist. And interestingly enough, as our good friend Michael Bolden has said so many times at the 10th Amendment Center, what is the 10th Amendment all about? What is nullification all about? He would say it, one word, weed. And it's been prophetic. It's been true. Weed was an issue of the left, but now the right has embraced it as a state's right issue, and I think the left are having conniptions going, wait a second, how is it the right can be in favor? They're for us, but they're for it for a different reason.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different reason for them.
And, you know, I mean, the thing that Dana pointed out is very true. You know, the Republicans do want to sit there and talk about states' rights, states' rights, 10th Amendment, when it serves their agenda. And that is why people are so disenchanted and, you know, they don't trust politicians.
With the political establishment.
So, they flip-flop back and forth, you know, 10th Amendment in this case, but not in this case.
Right, exactly. You're right. Pick and choose, cherry pick when we would use state rights to our advantage. Like the left hates state rights when it comes to, for instance, the right to keep and bear arms, the Second Amendment. Oh, no. We need to have a federal law that basically steps into the states when there's no constitutionally enumerated power for them to do that.
Right.
And so they would acknowledge, the left would say, well, yeah, on weed, that's okay, but not on guns, right? Inconsistency on the left and on the right here is what we're saying. So you see that the vast majority of people are now hovering in some, I don't know, muddlesome middle, where they're not Republican nor are they claiming to be Democrat anymore. Only the establishments are going, come and join our party, right? And none of you guys want to party with them, do you? No, you want to party with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Woo-hoo!
Super Don, or otherwise known as Ace Man and Plant Detective.
Ace Man and, yes.
Well, we've got some opposition from a Republican establishment junkie we're going to reveal after this break. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, May 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,288.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.40, $667.70 for a half ounce, or $333.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.40, $667.70, and $333.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Join us, won't you? Where can we join you? You can join us. How about this weekend on the Navy Pier in Chicago, Illinois? We'll be there. Super Don. And, yeah, Ace Manning, Plant
See,
Detective.
I was wondering.
I got to get used to that. I got to get used to that. Ace Manning, Plant Detective. But it's hard. It doesn't roll off. It's like Super Don. It's easy. Ace Manning, Plant Detective. It's too long. But at least for the day. Listen to the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show through our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, and our, online, we talk about the expanse that we have through Natural News, naturalnewsradio.com, and rebroadcast around the world, UK Health Radio, and Digital Radio Dash 103 in Australia, and where else? Who knows? You let us know. 866-939-BELL. If you have a question or a comment, 866-939-2355, talking about the, cannabis cures, medical marijuana, heavenly hemp. One of the chapters in the book by TMB and RSB called Unlock the Power to Heal, and they'll be available at the Chicago Cannabis Conference Friday and Saturday, the 7th and 8th of June at the Navy Pier. Very cool. Now, we covered the good news. Dana Rohrabacher, some of the Republican establishment finally finding, let's say, freedom, as it's written in the Constitution, and
common
defending
sense.
Common sense even, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. not since Thomas Paine. Rohrabacher at it. But, just to be fair, there are some Republican dunderheads, and evidently people like that term, dunderhead, when I say it. So I'm going to say it. Republican dunderheads! Like this guy, Andy Harris. He's the representative from the 1st District in Maryland. Yes, Andy Harris, my opinion of you is that you are a dunderhead. And why do I say that? Because he absolutely opposes this amendment. He completely devoid of the Constitution. Nothing arguing like on a constitutional basis, like a Republican. I'm a Republican.
He has seriously drunk the Kool-Aid.
He has smoked the Kool-Aid on this one, my friends. And let's go ahead and listen. You want to hear why we call him a dunderhead? And tell me if you don't agree.
Let me just quote from the DEA report just published this month. Organizers behind medical marijuana movement did not really concern themselves with marijuana as a medicine. They just saw it as a means to an end, which is the legalization of marijuana for recreational purposes. They did not deal with ensuring that the product meets the standards of modern medicine. Quality, safety, and efficacy.
Dude!
What?
What has he been smoking? And it hasn't been, it's not cannabis, because you got a clearer head on cannabis than what that guy said without it, Andy Harris.
You know, I want to laugh and be mad at the same time.
Right.
Be mad, because I think it is just complete BS that he is going to lump everybody in who is behind the medicinal marijuana movement as being a bunch of stoners who want to eat Doritos and pass out on the couch. Okay? That is not fair. Are there some people that are for medicinal marijuana and also for the legalization of recreational marijuana? Yes. Would they be supporting the same legislation? Yes. But you know what? How many people have we had on this show, people that we have met and talked with, that are benefiting from the medicinal qualities and properties of marijuana? Yeah, are those people all a bunch of liars and a bunch of fakes?
No, and listen, even if there are, the point is, this guy, this compassionate Republican, dunderhead Andy Harris, would say, I'm throwing everybody under the bus because I don't like people who use it recreationally.
Exactly.
I mean, you talk, and then it gets more delusional. The conclusion that he had. Listen to this conclusion and tell me if this guy is not needing to be put somewhere that he cannot harm any of you.
The standards of modern medicine. Quality, safety, and efficacy.
Hello? Andy Harris, is there anybody home?
Safety.
Yes.
And efficacy. That is modern medicine? Really?
Where has he been? What planet is he on? He must be on major medication. He has not figured out that modern medicine is a leading cause of death in America. And nobody is dying from cannabis.
It's good quality poison. It's good quality poison, Robert.
Listen, I know. And we've got nothing against quality. Absolutely not. In fact, that's why we love our friends at Hemp Meds PX, because they have the quality and consistency that I can utilize and feel good about my family using, much less others and doctors I've talked to in that regard. I would not argue against your freedom to grow your own and do with it as you please, but don't pretend that it's been going through certain purity standards that it may or may not have. Be honest and truthful about it. That's all we'd ask. But this guy, Andy Harris, if he's honest and truthful about what he just said, I don't think he's fit for office. That's my opinion. What do you think? 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We have breaking news on the success of something against cancer. You'll never believe what it is. Oh, yeah, we're going to reveal it after this break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive, it's alive.
Masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
And I got a bucket of sapodillas to prove it. that was the coolest. I just love things that just right come off the tree and you can eat them right there. And after we were on the air yesterday down there at Stockton LO1 with Mandy and Dr. Haley, we went over and just literally Superman Dr. Haley shook the tree. And Amanda said, come on, honey, shake the tree. Shake it harder. It was like, boom, all of these sapodillas just come bouncing down. And we filled up an LO1 bucket filled with them, and I am in sapodilla heaven. So thank you again, Mandy. That was very sweet.
And I had never heard of a sapodilla until yesterday. I learned so much on this show.
Yeah, listen, I do too. That's why I do it. So if you love sapodillas like I love sapodillas, call me now. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Right, right. We did a live, a live video in between segments yesterday on the Silver Aloe Protocol because we were right there with the aloe that I use and the silver. So we actually poured some Sovereign Silver into the Aloe One and shot it. It was just fun. It was like totally unscripted and it was very dark because we were backlit, but you get the idea. And a lot of those details information listed in Unlock the Power to Heal. So what is the breaking news I promised you? This is big. This is huge. It's not like the first time we've ever broken it, but the fact is it's out there in the so-called mainstream of the media. This one is published again now, another Fox News story related to cervical cancer. You'll never guess what doctors used to overcome cervical cancer. You'll never guess. No, it's not another chemotherapy. It's not radiation or surgery.
Drano.
It's not Drano. Ace Manon? No. Ace Manon brand of Drano. No, it's not. It is... your own immune system.
Holy cow.
Right. Speaking of holy cows, we'll get to that in a moment. But the immune system, your immune system. Imagine that. Doctors are reporting their first success using your immune system against cervical cancer.
Now, let's
see.
They call
it.
What year is this? This is 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And medicine's been around for how long?
Oh, too long.
Okay. And they're just now figuring this out. Okay.
Right. The research was discussed last Monday at an American Society of Clinical Oncology conference in, guess where? Chicago, where we're going to be. The immune system, overcoming cancer. What was the truth about cancer? That was the biggest truth about cancer among many truths that were revealed in the Truth About Cancer series that Ty Bollinger just completed. Your immune system, the key. As Dr. Batar says, you cannot have cancer that can kill you, metastasize, overwhelm you when your immune system is fully functional. You just can't do it. And so for the first time, doctors are going, hey, look at this thing. What is that? Oh, it's your immune system. Maybe we can work with it. What do you think? Even though they get it wrong on the cause of cervical cancer because there's no proof or evidence that it actually is caused by the human papillomavirus, HPV. Do I need to say again how they came to the conclusion that HPV causes cervical cancer? Ace Manon, do I need to say it again?
Yes, please say it again.
You want me to say it again? Okay, I will.
Yes. You asked.
HPV detected theoretically by PCR.
There you go.
Take a fragment of genetic material from a scraping along the cervical cells that may be, in fact, cancerous. Scrape it out. You don't know what it is. It's a whole conglomerate of unknowns. Genetic material galore. Let's amplify the strange genes. We don't know what they are, what they're from. We have some idea. We're not sure. And let's amplify it millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions of times. Amplify hundreds of millions of times. You can't even do that with a transmission electron microscope. You can go up, 100,000, 200,000, 500,000 in extremes. But we're talking hundreds of millions of times of amplification. What do you find? Fragments of DNA amplified. And then you extrapolate from there and you say, aha, we found it. It's the cause of the cervical cancer that we scraped these cells from. What is it? Well, we think it's the human papillomavirus, but we're not sure. It could be your grandpa's Buick. That is the specificity with which they have determined the cause of your cervical cancer. I'm not exaggerating.
Do you have a thing against Buicks or something?
Grandpa's Buick. Actually, my grandpa, when he was alive years ago, I think he had an Electra. Do you remember that? Wasn't it a Buick Electra?
Electra? Yes.
You remember that?
Correct. Yeah.
I haven't heard
that in a long time.
He had a big yellow Buick Electra convertible. And I remember working on that thing as a kid. He would work on it, tinker with it, the electric windows. It was an antique already way back when. It was really cool, speaking of the Buick Electra. So I'm just saying, my grandpa's old Buick Electra could have been the cause of cervical cancer, according to a PCR test. You get my drift here. Do I need to be any more clear?
Buick Electra. See, I learned something new again today.
Just a memory that flooded back in, a good memory of Grandpa, and he's somewhere up there doing his thing.
You know they made those up till 1990?
I did not know that. That I did not know. But the one I'm talking about probably goes back to the 50s or 60s. I don't remember how long
first one rolled out in 1959.
Yeah, so I think it was probably in the 1960s.
Welcome to Car Talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Car Talk with RSB and Ace Manning, now car detective. Hey, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We are talking about, healing on all levels, including emotional and spiritual issues. We got to get to...
Holy cow.
The holy cow. We do have to get to that because there's more attacks on raw milk. There's an article here on ABC News, The Raw Truth About Unpasteurized Milk. And by the way, good on any of you doctors that have figured out, yes, the immune system actually is the thing that helps you to overcome cancer. It's a little late to the party, but welcome. You and your degrees finally catching up with everything.
Now all they have to do is figure out how to do that without creating a drug to do it, right?
Yeah, how do you do that without... Let's recognize the immune system cures cancer, and let's kill it. In order to keep, it's crazy stuff. But again, these are the same guys and gals saying how bad raw milk is. And this story, and Super Don, I admit I haven't gotten to review it because we've covered so many raw milk, unpasteurized milk stories and the attacks on it. Is this just another hit piece? Or is this sort of a measured piece now? The ABC is not known for doing measured pieces.
Well, they're pointing out the fact that raw milk has risks. Dun dun dun. You know, I'm trying to think. The last recall that I remember reading about in the news was just like a week ago where they had to recall, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of pounds of hamburger that went through industrial, practices and was diseased and had, I forget what it was, listeria or salmonella or something on it. But they keep coming back to raw milk. Raw milk has risks. And listen, we've been talking about raw milk for how long? How many years? Have we been talking about raw milk? And when you actually take the statistics and look at the raw milk, you are finding more outbreaks of foodborne illness in pasteurized milk than you are in raw milk, but they still want to target the raw milk for some reason.
Yeah, well, the some reason, of course, is it's a threat to big dairy. It's a threat to industrial agriculture. It's a threat to factory farming, these CAFOs, these factory farms where they raise animals as factory commodities rather than semi-sentient. I don't know how you want to look at animals. I know there are some people that perceive it to be a mortal sin to eat an animal, and I'm not here to make judgment on that, but this is the point where we recognize that food that is grown as it's been grown forever on planet Earth since there have been cows and humans, they've eaten grass. And you put them in a factory farm in close quarters, blocking them from the outside world. They're living in their feces. They're eating sometimes their own brothers and sisters in the worst case scenarios of factory farms, or even if they're eating genetically modified corn, for instance, and grains when they are designed with their ruminant stomachs to eat things like grass. And then you wonder why that milk coming from those factory farm animals is so microbial imbalanced that they have to now pasteurize and kill the microbes in it, just to make it fit for human consumption, which I perceive it not to be at that point.
Well, here's one thing that was rather disappointing in this particular article. They're quoting, now you remember, it was a couple weeks ago, we talked about how John Stewart had Dr. Martin Blaser on, talking about the missing microbes, Well, unfortunately, he's the expert there out of NYU that they called in on this story, and Blaser is talking about how there is no substantiated scientific evidence that unpasteurized milk is better for you or more nutritious or beneficial than pasteurized milk. So it's a little
Okay. Because of that, then this Dr. Blaser, Ph. Dunderhead in this point, is disavowing thousands of years of recorded human history and even contemporary history where the people of planet Earth that are doing the best health-wise that do consume dairy eat it raw. And you're just going to deny because there hasn't been a double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, multi-center trial study on the benefits of raw milk or the dangers of raw milk versus pasteurized that, well, there's no evidence. See, that's the play on words. There's no evidence. We haven't. You know, that's not the evidence I'm looking for. I'm looking for the reality of those who have lived before me and how they have lived so that we can learn how they have lived healthily when they have. And there's a quote here saying the risk of raw dairy product consumption far outweighs any potential benefits. And I ask you, if you say that, where's the study to show that?
How does that jive with what it was that he was saying, a couple of weeks ago?
Right. The guy has got some form of microbiological schizophrenia. certified raw milk products are not free from these. Listen, life is full of risk. We know that. You've got to make your best decisions to minimize those risks or take them on in a powerful fashion so that you are less likely to succumb from any microbial exposure. But we know that the gut bacteria, we're seeded from our moms, the breast milk, the colostrum, the microbes, the flora that is taken up through the birth canal, preferably in a vaginal birth as opposed to a cesarean. It starts the thing rolling that gives our offspring, next generations, the life they need dependent upon the micro world that now Blazer is arguing we need to kill through pasteurization. We need to grow things right. But speaking of the colostrum and breast milk, some men are taking this to levels I am not sure I'm going there.
Why reach for a rock star when you can reach for a mamsicle?
A mammary-sicle. Yes, some men are turning to breast milk as an energy drink. I will leave it at there. It costs $2.50 an ounce.
Saved by the bell.
$2.50 an ounce. Would you buy that? I don't know. It's not necessary.
Instead of a Red Bull, I'll have a Red Boob. Thank you. Yes.
Just get some goat milk, all right?
Come on. There you go.
Lay off the ladies' boobies. You're not a baby anymore. All right. What do we do? Terminally ill patients, should we keep them on statin drugs? Should we put healthy people on statin drugs? We'll answer that question next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Do about cancer. We'll probably talk more about it with Dr. Bitar. Second hour of it, we get into advanced medicine each Monday with Dr. Rasha Bitar. And, of course, the truth about cancer. The phenomenal series, seven-day series, Ty Bollinger put together. Amazing stuff in there about cancer. And as doctors sort of finally figured out, whoa, gee, maybe we shouldn't kill and destroy the immune system to overcome cancer. And, by the way, if you're worried about cervical cancer, silver hydrosol up the you-know-what. That neutralizes the viral proteins, and they can't replicate. Simple. But most women, girls, who encounter this HPV will clear it of their own accord. Why? Because their immune system is intact, and they're not being assaulted by vaccines like Gardasil or Cervarix. So what do we do now? We got to figure out something else the docs are figuring very late in life. This next story published at healthfighter.gov, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. What about old folks? Terminally ill patients, do you think it might be okay to stop giving them cholesterol-lowering medication? Now, you know me. You know me. I don't think anybody should be on cholesterol-lowering medication. Even those with what we call cholesterolemia are not deficient in statin drugs. There are different issues there. But come on, people with a year to live, and who knows if the doctors are even right, but a new study suggests that it's safe and may even be helpful to stop treating dying patients with cholesterol-lowering drugs known as statins. Helpful! It's helpful if we pull them off the statin drug. Then why did you ever think it was helpful to put them on the statin drug? They're not going to die.
This is rather troubling when you read the details of the study. They found that patients who were expected to live less than a year didn't die any sooner after they stopped taking statins.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, the idea is if you pull them off the drug, they're going to die. But turns out that's not the case.
Well, here's the reasons. Here's the reasons they give as to why they think it's a good idea. First off, they say it's helpful because terminally ill patients often have little appetite and have difficulty swallowing. So we're going to stop giving the statins just because it might be hard to swallow the pill. And then the reason they give is that, well, you know, medication sometimes can cause side effects. We don't want a terminally ill patient to be suffering from side effects.
Right.
You know, so we just want the healthy people. Just the healthy people.
Just get the healthy people on statin drugs, not the really sick ones. Of course, if they remove statins from the regimen, they're still on 24 other drugs. They've just removed the 25th. And here we have, and by the way, this is going to be introduced. This is going to be presented at what they call the ASCO annual meeting in Chicago tomorrow. Chicago, what is it with Chicago? The only thing I want you to do in Chicago is come to the Chicago Cannabis Conference.
Yeah.
7th and 8th. We'll be there. Listen, my compassion.
There's one other thing I got to say here, and this, I think, says it all. In this study about whether they should stop giving terminally ill patients statins, check this out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The investigators found that stopping the statins made little difference in the terms of heart problems. We could have already told you that. But they also found that those who stopped taking the statins, guess what? They lived longer.
They lived longer. Look at
what?
That. Yeah, but the headline...
How
the
could that be?
The top headline says they don't live shorter, right, by pulling off. But the fact of the matter is they didn't want to reveal in the headline that you actually live longer if you don't take a statin drug. How many times have I been saying that? If you're on a statin drug, you will live shorter lives. You will live less healthy lives. You will lose your cognitive function. You will develop Alzheimer's, more likely, because they're reducing this vital protective fat from your brain and nervous system. And they just
listen to Dr. David Agus, the statins are the fountain of youth. That's what you need to take. But when they do this study and they find they stop taking statins and they live longer, what is that telling you?
Exactly. What is that telling you? I don't know. I'm on a statin drug. I couldn't tell you.
Jeez.
I've lost all cognitive function and ability. I've been impaired by a doctor. Listen, the doctors are impaired that prescribe statin drugs. Just stop it. Help your liver. That's going to lower, if you need it lowered, high cholesterol levels. If you're worried about cholesterol, take GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day, like my mom did when she was the doc says you have elevated cholesterol. She calls me, Scotty, what do I do? I said, get on the GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day. She called up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. Jonathan, get me some chromium. I need it because I want to elevate my high-density lipoproteins and improve my ratios, HDL to LDL. The GTF chromium does it and also reverses hypoglycemia, type 2 diabetes. Nice side bonus, side benefit, no side effects here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just side benefits. Even more side benefits coming up. Dr. Rashid Bhatar, Advanced Medicine Monday. Continues after the break. Your calls as well, 866-939-BELL. Why? Because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.